And this hour, it's the business of Greater Newport with the Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce. Our chamber host today, the executive director of the Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce, Erin Donovan Boyle. Erin, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Bruce?
Good. Lovely to be with you. Always nice to be with you, regardless of the weather.
And exactly.
We've had Chamber of Commerce weather all week long. And so we'll take that. We have a lot of friends to get to today, a lot of guests and interesting business talk, so we'll get to it here. And we kick things off with the business of the week, which this week happens to be the CCRI Foundation. So let's meet our guest.
Yes, congratulations to CCRI Foundation for being this week's business of the week. And we're thrilled to be joined with the executive director of the foundation, Bobby Gondola. Hi, Bobby. How are you?
Hi, Erin. I'm great. Good morning. And Bruce, thanks so much for having me.
Welcome. Good to have you.
Well, congratulations again. We were excited to be able to honor you and have you join us this week because you have a lot going on over there. So for our listeners, let's talk first. What is the CCRI Foundation and how is it different from the Community College of Rhode Island?
Yeah, a great question. And the CCRI Foundation is the fundraising arm of the institution. And so it's a private 501c3 nonprofit governed by its board of directors. And those trustees support fundraising of scholarships, book awards, emergency funding, and grants to support the really great work that's happening at the college. So we are busy all year, and we have been particularly busy as we're getting ready for some exciting events in the coming week.
Yeah, it is fantastic. And I think it's something that a lot of people don't know, that there is this fundraising component of it. Education, higher education is expensive, right? Even for those students who are able to access, you know, free tuition, who are Rhode Islanders entering into CCRI for those first years, there are still lots of costs associated with it. So can you talk about what types of scholarships you actually offer?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so the cost of being a college student is beyond the cost of tuition dollars. And so we raise funds so that students have the books that they require in their classes so that they're able to maintain momentum towards their degrees. We're also really raising funds to support all those basic needs that might not otherwise be met. So a community college student is more likely to be a student who's a working student. That's going to be 2/3 of our students are working while also going to school. And it's probably even higher than that, but that's true nationally. And that's certainly true here in Rhode Island. And so community college students are more likely to be working parents, more likely to be having family responsibilities at home for their own parents and families and contributing to their household financially and certainly in other ways. And so we know that the true cost of being a college student, that your annual tuition, even if that's taken care of, isn't even beginning to cover the true expense of being a student. And so even $100, $300, $600 means the difference of keeping a student in their class and continuing on towards their degree.
Absolutely, because time in the classroom is time away from earned income, right? So
exactly.
So students really are, it is a sacrifice regardless of whether or not the tuition is a cost or not, particularly for, you know, like you said, 2/3 of those students who are working and are unable to work during those studying and academic hours. And so you also talked about additional funding for other types of programs. You want to cover those too?
Absolutely. So the foundation really drives a lot of innovation and can bring and introduce new programs through partnership. And that partnership often is investment from private funders, both individuals and institutions. So really fortunate to have the support here at home from places like the Rhode Island Foundation, Van Buren Family Foundation, Alida Morris McBean and others, and then also national investments that are driving innovative work in the community college space. So we have partnerships with Strata Education Foundation, with Carnegie, with Lumina. And these are funders that are interested in seeing community colleges with our ever-growing relevance. We are an affordable and accessible place for students to be able to earn their education and move on to earn the jobs that and careers that come with that. And so the programs, we run everything from, we had a refurbishment recently of our dental health clinic on the Lincoln campus that mm-hmm. serves the community as well as is a learning and training space for dental assistants and dental hygienists. And through support from Delta Dental of Rhode Island and the Champlin Foundation, we were able to bring a modernized facility that hadn't been renovated in more than 20 years. So
And that's one of the only schools in Rhode Island to support that industry, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. And just like other components of the healthcare sector, we see so many people retiring out of the system and need a big, you know, influx of new workers in that particular industry sector. So in the dentistry sector. So that's fantastic. And it sounds like a well overdue investment and enhancement.
You're exactly right. And so we're hearing from the oral health community, dentists, the insurance company, you know, in Delta Dental Rhode Island saying we need more trained and prepared folks to join us. And so we're able to meet that need. And we do that in dental, but we also do that in nursing, in healthcare, radiography technicians, respiratory therapists. So all these allied health roles. I mean, we're graduating, I mean, probably nearly 1,000 graduates a year are going into the healthcare industry in Rhode Island. So we are providing the lifeblood of the workforce across the state.
Wow, that's fantastic. Can you give some other examples of how some of the CCRI Foundation dollars have been spent over the years?
Yeah, so we recently received what was the largest gift in the college's history from Bally's Corporation. And so looking at our partners that there's, you know, I'm based on our Lincoln campus. And so just a couple blocks away, we have that property. And so we are looking forward to building additional workforce programs. So there's a pathway to immediate employment and then continued upward mobility in employment for students to be able to earn the careers that are going to support their economic future and their families. And so we also have, 2 years ago launched a faculty innovation fund program where our colleagues, so folks, our professors, and even staff members, being able to submit innovative proposals to support students in and out of the classroom in emergent ways. The foundation is positioned to be able to provide these really creative and extraordinary opportunities to make sure that the CCRI students and soon-to-be graduates are getting really meaningful experiences that are richly informing their future work.
That's amazing. And so tell our listeners how they might be able to support this initiative.
So immediately, you could go right on our ccri.edu website and /raising opportunities. We have our Raising Opportunities event, which is our annual benefit. That's a week from this Friday. So on April 26th at 6 p.m. on our Lincoln campus, we already have over 400 commitments of folks looking to join us. It's a huge gymnasium, so we can accommodate a few more guests. Mm-hmm. And it's representative of all of our partners down in Newport, Newport County, and across the state that are coming up to Lincoln and showing support for students. The proceeds benefit all of those programs that I mentioned. So scholarships, book awards, student emergency relief, and faculty innovation funds. These are the programs that we'll be fundraising that evening to support. And it is it's $150 for a ticket. It's $1,350 for a table of 10. And we have still additional sponsorship opportunities, and I'm happy to share. Folks can very easily reach out to me through our website, and happily help bring them into the fold of supporting the community college students here at CCRI.
What a great way to support the community and the future workforce of Rhode Island and certainly of the greater Newport region. So we appreciate that opportunity. If folks do want to register for that event, how should they go about doing so?
They could go about it two ways. If you're interested in registering for the Raising Opportunities event that's next Friday, you could go to our website, which is ccri.edu/raisingopportunities, or you could just email me directly and reach out to me straight through the website. Again, I'm Bobby Gondola, Executive Director of the CCRI Foundation, and it's pretty easy to send a message to me through our college's website.
Excellent.
This is great, Bobby. Thank you so much for all of this information. Thank you for joining us today. Good luck next week at your event. And congratulations again on being this week's Business of the Week.
Oh, thank you so much, Erin, for your leadership and for your support, and Bruce for having us, and just really appreciate all the work that we're able to do together, and look forward to more.
Always a pleasure. The great Bobby Gondola. See, when you have a name like Bobby Gondola, you just have to, it lends itself to, you know, the great Bobby Gondola, or Bobby Gondola Live, right? So, and we're delighted to be able to have both of you there. Looking forward to that event. I hope it's a huge event for you, and we're happy to get the word out about it. Great to talk to you. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
And much more coming in the business of Greater Newport. If you want to find out more about what the Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce is up to, just visit newportchamber.com. Here on FM 101.1 and AM 1540. It is the business of Greater Newport, Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce, newportchamber.com. Our chamber host, Erin Donovan Boyle, and let's continue our discussion, Erin.
So we're thrilled to be joined in this next segment by Amanda Bass from the Rhode Island District Office of the Small Business Administration. She's the new Office Outreach and Marketing Specialist, although not new to this field at all. So welcome, Amanda. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So we're excited. We'll talk a little bit about some programming that we'll be doing together, but maybe you can take this opportunity just to introduce yourself to our listeners and talk about your role within SBA.
Sure. So as Erin said, my name is Amanda, and I'm the new Outreach and Marketing Specialist at the Rhode Island District Office, Small Business Administration. And while I'm new to this role, I've been in marketing and outreach and PR for over a decade. And I was formerly with the Small Business Development Center, which I know the Newport Chamber works very closely with. I'm very excited to be doing this work across the state, and the SBA offers a wide variety of things. One is technical assistance, and that's in the form of the business trainings like we'll be presenting next week at the Newport Chamber. We also offer financial assistance and access to capital with SBA-backed guaranteed loans and surety bond programs. We also work in the federal government contracting assistance, so we have programs and workshops for people who are interested in that. And then we also do export assistance, and we have technical and loan programs for people who are interested in expanding into exporting outside of the United States. And we also have disaster assistance. And I know you have Nita coming up next, so I'll let her talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Yeah. So I think SBA, and obviously we've had you and others and your counterparts on our radio show in the past, and we've partnered with SBA on multiple different programs, but it's still kind of one of those best kept secrets. I mean, the number of programs and the amount of expertise that your colleagues and yourself bring to these topics are really second to none, and they're all free for small business owners and employees to participate in. So maybe you can talk a little bit about the program that we'll be offering next week in partnership with both the Chamber and SBA.
Yes. So on Tuesday, April 23rd, we'll be offering a free workshop And we'll be covering the importance of having your Google business profile set up properly. So when people are searching for your business, they're finding you. And this is one of the most important things a business can do to be found locally. And it has a great impact on your search engine optimization, which is called SEO for short. And it really puts you on not only the map, literally, but figuratively. So when people are searching for your product or service, you can appear at the top of their search results. We know that people don't go beyond page one when searching for something. So we want to give every business their best chance to appear top of page so people can find them.
Yeah, I mean, it's so important. I think we can all identify that when we've gone through our own searching through Google, but certainly as a business owner, particularly a small business owner, or those employees who wear multiple hats, who are in charge of these sorts of things, but it may not be their area of expertise. You're bringing this level of content and specificity to this particular component in this workshop, which is something that I'm really excited about.
And this is a free tool, right? So yeah. I understand like businesses are often, you know, most small businesses don't have an entire marketing team, but this is a free tool that you can set up and get in place that has longevity, that you don't have to constantly be in the application, constantly making changes.
That's fantastic. And so we launched this again. It will be next Tuesday on April 23rd at 10 a.m. right at Innovate Newport. Space is limited because we do not want too large of a group so that it can be very hands-on workshop. You can register right on our website at newportchamber.com. I encourage people to do so quickly. We will also be rolling out some more programming in conjunction with Amanda. Do you want to talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we'd love to hear feedback, what you're interested in seeing. We'll also be rolling out with this increased presence in Newport some veteran and military spouse trainings to our people who are active and transitioning. But we're looking to roll out programming to cover all areas of your marketing. We want you to be able to get hands-on and understand your data and understand what your potential clients are looking for. So we're going to offer a wide variety of workshops from social media to some data analytics. Everything you're going to need to promote your business, we're going to offer to you through the Newport Chamber.
I'm so excited about this. We have been partnering for a long time since pre-COVID, and certainly SBA has been around for many, many years. But our goal is really to bring these business development and professional development tools and workshops and seminars to the people of the greater Newport region. So they don't have to travel over any bridges, only you do, right? To come down and actually offer these events. There are, tools and programs that we can still offer from in a hybrid model or in a virtual model. But it was really important to me to actually have a lot of these in person, because I think people dig in a little bit more. They're able to ask the specific questions for their particular business. So it's much less general. And it's very specific for how you can access and utilize these specific tools. So I'm thrilled to be partnering with you, Amanda, on this. And I think it will really go a long way in helping our local business community just take it to the next step.
Absolutely. I encourage everyone to register, bring your laptop, so that way when you're going through this process with me, if you have real-time questions, you can get them answered. Oftentimes, you'll attend a workshop and then go home to apply your knowledge and you'll get stuck. So I do encourage you to bring your devices, so that way if you have any questions along the process, we can get you make sure you're set up properly.
Yeah, and really treat this as a working session. So get the work that you need to be done while you're doing this specifically on these topics. I just think it's a great opportunity, and it's nice to bring things back in person.
So. Yes, I'm excited to see everyone.
Absolutely. Now, any other programs that SBA is offering that people should be aware of outside of taking a regular look at our calendar to make sure that they're attending these workshops?
Absolutely. So our office hosts, and within collaboration, our resource partners, over 20 trainings per month. So I encourage you to go to our Rhode Island website. It's sba.gov/Rhode-Island. And we have all of our trainings listed on our website, and they're free to everyone. So please register if you see something on there. You don't have to live in a town in order to attend. They're free and open to everyone.
Which is great. Yeah, like I said, we're thrilled to be bringing this back to Newport. And again, the focus on these marketing tools is by design. Over the course of the last several years, and certainly during COVID, we were, you know, had a front row seat to the needs and the demands of our small businesses, and marketing, you know, tools, accessibility, education, all around marketing have truly risen to the top of issues. So we're trying to meet that need, and we're thrilled to be able to do it with experts like Amanda and her team at SBA. So for those of you interested, please come and register. Again, the website is newportchamber.com. Go right to our events page. Our first one is April 24th, and there will be many more to come.
April 23rd. Right. And if when you go on our website and you don't see a training that you'd like to see, just please email me, amanda.bass@sba.gov, and I'll be happy to work on something for you.
Excellent. Thanks so much, Amanda. We appreciate you taking the time
to join us. See you next week.
Great offering.
Okay, see you next week. Thank you.
Thanks very, very much. We're going to talk more small business in just a minute with our next guest. And small business, the Small Business Administration, I was saying a little bit earlier, Aaron, has really not left a vacuum in the wake of Mark Hayward's retirement. They are a busy crowd down there.
They sure are.
And they have helped tremendously in so many ways, not the least of which is more recently the extension of the low interest loans and being able to have Newport County as part of the disaster declaration in the wake of the big storms. One was in January and the other one was back in December. And that was something that was long sought after. And it's just an example of how the Small Business Administration around here continues to work on behalf of local small business.
That's right. And we'll dive into that a little bit more with Anita in our next segment.
Yes, absolutely. She is no stranger to any of us here, and it'll be great to have her with us. Erin Donovan Boyle is our chamber host. She's the executive director of the Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce. It is the business of Greater Newport, and we do it every Thursday in this hour on FM 101.1 and AM 1540. All right, we're clear. Welcome back. It is the business of Greater Newport, Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce, newportchamber.com. Our chamber host, the executive director of the Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce, Aaron Donovan Boyle. And Aaron, we're going to keep that small business thread going here.
Of course we are. This is the chamber hour.
Well, as you say, you said backstage, you know, we were talking about this and that, and Aaron says, every day is small business day.
That's right. I wouldn't be in my position if I didn't believe that, right, Bruce?
Absolutely.
So we're thrilled to be joined with another member of the Small Business Administration, Anita Stenson. She's the Public Affairs Specialist for USBA and Office of Disaster Recovery and Resilience, Field Operations Center East. So welcome, Anita. You are no stranger to Rhode Island, although not particularly posted here, but over the course of this last year, you might differ with us. Is that correct? You've been here for a while.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me, Aaron and Bruce. It's good to speak with you again.
My great pleasure always, Anita.
Well, since September of 2023, this is my fifth disaster declaration in Rhode Island. So I think maybe you're right, Aaron.
Well, we're very pleased that you're here to join us. It's unfortunate the circumstances that have taken you here, but we are very pleased and thrilled to have SBA here in support of the declarations of disaster. And so today, specifically, we want to talk about the enhancement recently that was declared to include Newport County as part of the disaster declaration. Can you talk more specifically about which storms Newport County is now eligible for under that declaration?
Sure. But first, I'd like to say I feel so honored and privileged to speak after your Rhode Island District Office Representative Amanda. And you have such great advocacy here on behalf of your businesses with your Rhode Island District Office. Amanda and the Deputy District Director, Matt Sperry, and of course, you know, Mark Hayward before his retirement. So the staff that's currently here is the main reason why we're able to talk about the extension the, you know, disaster recovery resources to Newport. And just to take a quick step and explain that my department, the Office of Disaster Recovery and Resilience, we are a surge team, and we come in whenever there's a disaster declaration, and we supplement the existing SBA office, who in Rhode Island barely needs any help, but here we are in any event, and we have additional resources that are limited in location and time. So that's why it was so critical that your local Rhode Island SBA district office really stayed on top of and pursued getting Newport added to the current active disaster declarations. So with that said, I can answer your question directly.
No, I appreciate that. So yes. Which storms actually enable Newport County businesses to apply for assistance?
So the storms are the December 17th storm 2023, and then the additional storm is the January 2024 storms, both of which resulted in flooding. And those disasters declared that Providence, Kent, and Washington County were primarily damaged counties, and FEMA determines that. And whenever FEMA comes into an area, the SBA comes in. And we do more. We also extend economic injury loans to neighboring counties. And so that's where the addition of Newport came into the mix. And that's where it was so important to have your local representative of the SBA district office come on board and make sure that it was understood geographically how Newport was definitely considered, you know, one of our what we call contiguous or neighboring counties, so that we could extend the economic injury disaster loans to all of your businesses and nonprofits, as we are to, you know, quite a few other neighboring counties to those three primary declared counties.
Okay. And so if businesses, so that's great news. Now, if you operate a business in Greater Newport region or Newport County, you are eligible for these types of funds. Can you talk specifically about what the funds enable and what types of programs people are eligible for?
Sure. So the basic eligibility requirements for an economic injury disaster loan are the location, right? So we just talked about that. And the business has to be engaged in an eligible activity. So basically what that means is there are certain types of businesses that For example, I believe a controversial one is, say, cannabis dispensaries and things like that, that certain states approve of, but say the federal government doesn't. So that's what they mean by eligible activity.
So generally, a registered legal business are eligible for these funds if they have been impacted.
Right. And then you have to be independently owned and operated. So that means the owner has to have a substantial risk. You can't be like a 1% owner. And the most important thing is, and this is what I believe you're asking me, is the business must have experienced a negative impact to their working capital as a result of the applicable disasters. So that can mean a lot of things. That could mean that, say, they had increased expenses, say their supply chain was disrupted. They had to buy, goods and services to run their business at a greater cost because of, maybe in a neighboring county, they say they bought their, supplies in Newport, Providence County or anywhere. And as a result of the disaster, somehow their costs increased. Or say, so that impacted negatively. They had to outlay more money. Or say it could be the reverse. Say they have they got less working capital because maybe events or things got canceled. So there's really a whole range of ways this negative impact to working capital can be interpreted. So we are
So it's not just actual physical damage as a result of the storm. It's the revenue impact what enables you to be considered eligible.
As a matter of fact, for these economic injury disaster loans, it's only the revenue that Newport businesses and other contiguous county businesses can apply for. And they can apply for up to $2 million. And the best part about these is these are definitely disaster centered loans in that there are no payments, no interest for the first year, and the interest does not accrue for the whole first year.
And what are their interest rates once it doesn't get kicked in?
The interest rates are as low as 4% fixed. And for our nonprofit organizations, that can be as low as 3.250. So there are no costs to apply. There's no obligation to take the loan once you have applied. So there's really no downside to applying for these loans. And as a matter of fact, Aaron, we are, as you know, doing a virtual workshop all about these economic injury and other types of SBA disaster loans on April 23rd. It's going to be a virtual event. And I know that the Greater Newport Chambers is supporting that and inviting its members, and we can take a deep dive into what's needed, what do applicants need, what are the common mistakes, how do I do this. It can basically be all done online, is going to be the answer, and so nobody has to go over any bridges.
Right, that's great. So anybody who's interested in attending that, certainly we will be pushing out information to our members, but how can someone register for that event now?
So again, our district office with the Rhode Island SBA district office is supporting us with that. And I would encourage them to on to the Greater Newport Chambers Facebook website and look for the event flyer of the matter. Otherwise, I'm pulling up the link as we're speaking. They can always go to the Rhode Island district office's website. And I guess
SBA.gov?
Well, you know, that is. I'm sorry, were you asking me about the event or how to apply for the loan?
The event, to register for the event.
To register for the event, we have a special link for that, which is what I was looking for. They can find it if they Google SBA disaster loan information and workshop, and they'll come up onto an everbright.com link, and it's a free event. And they are certainly welcome to attend, and there'll be what we call a customer service representative that will be there, and they are an expert in the application process. People can ask questions. There will be screenshots of what the customer experience is when people go online, so on and so forth.
And that's great. And if people wanted to just go ahead and apply for the loan now, where can they find that application?
They can go to sba.gov/disaster. And yes, it's a very interactive website. They just pull down the menu for Rhode Island and plug in Newport. It'll ask for the county, and they will be led right through the process.
Excellent.
Well, yes.
Great. Thank you so much, Anita, for joining us today and for sharing all this information. We look forward to seeing you next Tuesday at the virtual event. What time is that event?
The event is at 1 p.m. It's 1 to 2 p.m. We left lots of time for questions and answers, so we definitely encourage people to pop in at their lunch. if they're taking lunch at their desk after they attend the amazing event that Amanda is putting on. And let me just say this, as you pointed out, Erin, about the SBA, all of the services are free. And, you know, having owned a small business for decades, as I did myself, you know, people should look at the SBA as their own like marketing department, right? Which is free. Big companies have separate departments that handle their own like digital marketing and training. Small businesses don't have the, you know, the bandwidth to do that. Well, the SBA is doing that for you.
Right.
So, you know, the small business development centers, those folks can help people with their applications, and you have a great representative right embedded in the chambers with you.
We sure do. Paul Hardin, he's amazing.
Yes.
He helps so many of our local businesses, and they provide direct technical assistance on a variety of different issues, from a small, from a business plan to marketing to applying for loans to becoming bankable to just being a mentor. So it's, I couldn't agree more. These are federal resources delivered locally, and everybody should be accessing them. And just, you know, remembering that they are here to help, and this is a free resource for you.
Right. And, you know, Paul Harding is amazing. I've had a chance to work with him in the past, and they can help people with their disaster loan applications, or if they need to prepare documents.
Mm-hmm.
They're amazing. And everybody should remember that these are services they've already paid for in their dollars. So,
that's,
you know, by all means, we are all benefited, you know, by everybody, you know, being able to do their absolute best in business. I mean, small businesses are the heartbeat of our economy.
That's for sure. I couldn't agree more.
Great. So thank you so much. And I so appreciate the opportunity to speak after Amanda, who, you know, aside from all of the amazing programs and resources, you know, I really just have to give amazing credit to your local advocates here in Rhode Island. I encourage everybody to apply for a disaster loan. There's no downside.
That's right. And those are some pretty good small business loan interest rates that you're offering there. So certainly something people should take a look at.
And they're fixed for up to 30 years.
Right.
Wow.
Well, that's great. Well, Anita, thank you so much for joining us today. We really do appreciate it. We'll see you next week online at the virtual event. And we're thrilled that you have been here for so long to help so many of our businesses. We are excited and happy that you'll continue to do so, but we hope that you don't have to come back too often.
I understand. But if you need us, we're here.
That's right. Okay. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Bruce, Aaron, my pleasure.
Thank you, Anita. As always, we really appreciate it. Here in the business of Greater Newport, here on FM 101.1 and AM 1540. We're back. It is the business of Greater Newport, Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce, Aaron Donovan Boyle. Aaron, next week is going to be a busy week.
I know. We have so much going on, not just at the chamber, but around the state. There's a lot of events taking place. Our chamber events, of course, are the most important.
Of course.
And the most fun, including the one that we have next Thursday, which is the 25th from 5:30 to 7:30 at Newport Indoor Golf. It's a swing into spring event with our EL Newport, which is our young professional group, sponsored by Rail Explorers. It's going to be a great opportunity to swing a few clubs, get a chance to mingle with other young professionals from all different types of businesses and industry around the county, and to learn about our golf club that we'll be launching in May.
Well, this is great. Golf is just having a moment. I mean, the indoor golf, the type of event and venue that Newport Indoor Golf is turning into.
I know it.
And the model that is based on, just the fact that it's spring and everybody wants to get back out.
That's right. And, you know, I say this all the time. I was fortunate enough to play golf early on in my career and learn how to play. It's a great business development tool.
Oh, yeah.
And so for small businesses looking to build your network and, you know, B2B, this is it.
Yeah.
Learn how to golf, learn the etiquette. You don't have to be a scratch golfer. You just need to know the etiquette and know the basics.
Yeah.
And it's a great way to build your network and to socialize.
It's so
outside,
fun.
Nice and safe.
No, it's outside. It is in person, and mm-hmm. it is essential, really, to have that in-person contact. We can talk about, oh, everyone's doing business online and all you have to do is click and Zoom and virtual and this and that. But it just isn't so, really. And you do have to have that person-to-person contact on some level. Is it different Absolutely. Than it was? Maybe. But look what we're talking about. We're talking about this game that was invented 200 years ago, right?
Yeah. Well, and to your point, we all need to know how to work online and have virtual meetings and so forth. But the business development side of things, that has not changed. Building your network, creating relationships, getting to know someone, trust them, and trust them with your business, that's still a one-on-one, face-to-face, let's shake hands and move forward. So that piece of it has not changed.
Yeah.
And without that component of it, your business doesn't grow.
It does not grow.
So you have still to have need business development.
The relationships and the trust. So we have about 15 seconds. When is that virtual golf? When is that that golf event at Indoor Golf going on?
April 25th, next Thursday, from 5:30 to 7:30. You can register right online at newportchamber.com.
That's the place. Business of Greater Newport. Thanks, Aaron. Have a great weekend.
You too, Bruce.